few years ago, I went to like a camping, like most of them are from the other parts of the world, like US, UK, something like that. And then their main purpose is to like spread the ideas of Jesus Christ or something like that. I don't know what details are it, but why I call it a memorable learning English learning experience that I can communicate with them in full English because they don't know Cantonese, so I need to like force myself to practice. So I gain a lot of talking and communicating skills. So it's like quite fun.
That's great. So like other than, you know, enjoying the experience, do you remember the things you talked about with the people there?
I think we mostly talk about the cultural differences, like what are the interesting culture or traditional festival in their countries, and I also share my views and the culture in Hong Kong to them.
I see, interesting. So how about reading? Do you have any memorable reading experience in English?
I don't think I would talk about the most memorable, but I would talk about the most. I think I found it very interesting. The blog that is called WordPress. Yes, and then like you can share a lot of different kinds of articles, and then you can also read the articles, other posts, and you can find articles by looking at the like the text, like say, for example, like I want to find the medical device, so I search it, and then there was a lot of different types, and then also I can add more text so that the articles I find will be more specific. And also I found another very interesting English website that is called Pinterest.
Like,
yeah, Pinterest. Like you can read a lot of things, and then by just firstly looking at the photos, and then you can click into the website. So I find it very interesting, but it is very new to me.
What do you usually read about there, since they have so many different kinds of things?
I usually read something relevant to medical or health, and also I will read something like rather new, like creative, or some creative furniture at home.